With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Every once in a while, as a human being, we get to witness... Why am I talking like that?
Hey, I like it.
Every once in a while, as a human being, we get to witness history.
That is true.
It should be your voice doing this.
No, you were just fine.
In a world. Okay. There's been just a couple stories in the last couple of days where people, humans, have got to be like, well, the last two have been about concerts. Like, yes. You're at a concert and something historical happens.
Yes.
Like, for example... Like Madison Square Garden. You went to see who was playing? J-Lo playing Madison Square Garden. The blackout of New York. Even if you were anywhere in Manhattan this weekend,
you were blacked out.
You witnessed history.
Yeah, it was history. Because didn't another one, huge blackout, happen on this day?
The exact same day, like 30 years ago or something like that. 40, 50, I don't know.
Yeah, what are the odds?
What I mean, but had you been there, you could tell people were like, oh man, I remember this day. Remember it. I was there, bro.
I lived that. Survived
trip. It. I was riding. So, like, we want to talk to people who've, like, we all remember September 11th, right?
Yeah.
Of course. But if you were in Manhattan when that happened,
wow.
You have a story.
Mm-hmm.
If you were, like, somewhere, if you've witnessed history, like, I know this one's not as big. Well, it kind of is. Paul McCartney had his last show. In L.A.
That's
guy's
true.
Super old.
Yeah, it was an epic. That was the finality.
Yes, he's like in L.A. and out of nowhere, he's like, I want to bring a special guest out. He brings Ringo Starr out.
Which was kind of cool.
And then he brings Joe Walsh out.
Granted,
not a Beatle, but
right,
like,
just out of left field.
You're there and you're witnessing history.
The reunification of two Beatles singing
the
and
two
performing
that are alive.
Together. Right.
Yeah.
And then Joe, who brought some... Bam, Eagles, yeah.
I don't know what he's doing there. But so, it doesn't have to be concert related. Like, what you've seen, like, I know you saw something sports related. I forget who it is because I suck
at it. Oh, yeah. I was from Minnesota Twins fan, 1987. They won the World Series in Game 6. They went down to, it was a walk-off homer by Kirby Puckett. I was literally in the stands. I went to go to the bathroom. If I would have stayed where I was at, I probably would have caught the home
almost,
run ball.
You were,
yes.
You witnessed it from
I was in the building of, yes.
I was peeing at the time. So, like, honestly, if you've... been a part of something massive.
Historical.
We call it eyewitness news.
Yeah.
Like, what have you... I mean, we've talked about, like, witnessing natural disasters and stuff, and if you've been a part of one of those, we'll take those as well, but, like, what did you see that is historic with your own eyes? Some woman from Green Bay was in... granted, there's a bunch of people, but she was in... Notre Dame or whatever, when the cathedral burnt down.
Okay, that's a great example.
Can you imagine?
No.
That's exactly what we're looking. I mean, I don't know how many people, was anybody in like Washington when Mount St. Helens blew?
Ooh, that's another good one. That was huge.
I mean, you're really old. You probably remember the first lunar landing or when Jesus got killed or.
Jeez, lunar, hang on. I'm not old, but I don't remember.
I think I just made you 2,000 years old. I'm not 100% positive. I was there when they were.
On some days.
Yeah, it was on one of the days I was there. I was like, hey, JC's cool. Shouldn't do this, guys.
Although,
Pontius, cool it, bro.
If I had a choice, it'd be when Jesus had a nutty over the tax people at their tables in the temple. I would love to be there to see Jesus have a nutty.
Oh, I thought you were being... Okay, no, that would be fun.
That's be great.
So if anybody witnessed that...
Okay, yes, having a nutty.
Give us a call if you saw JC throwing down on the temples. I'm trying to think of what I've witnessed. Have I witnessed anything?
Historically, you've been in music, concert.
I've been in big concerts and stuff, but it wasn't like
epic
historical. I feel like I'm...
You survived the big Thompson flood.
I lived close to it, but I know.
Oh, nothing happened there.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
It's Y2K, you survived.
Let's I did kind of witness history that day.
What happened?
Well, I was part of... My brother owns a company. One of my brothers owns a company that... writes a lot of software for the government.
Right.
And so, you know, I was traveling around to Secretary of State's offices and different places trying to get them ready for Y2K. I helped with all that.
Dude, that's huge.
I was writing code for voting machines, which is why I'm able to sway elections now. I've got Steve, I don't know if you've heard of this term, but I put a back door on voting. Here's the thing. I think probably what I'm saying is a federal offense, so I'm just going to throw it out there. Didn't do that.
That's why I'm not really saying
never
that.
Never did it. Okay. Wasn't part of it.
No ones, no, no zeros. Ones did. I didn't have
never
anything.
Never did any of that stuff. I feel like I'm going to be jealous of everybody. Maybe you were at, I think the biggest things the people are going to witness is like sporting events. Like you were at, were there when something huge happened
Epic
to the Olympics.
How
you were there and watched Michael Phelps get this, or when the, nice. maybe you, I think, my niece might've been in France when, the women won the World Cup.
No kidding.
For real. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's huge.
She flew out there and it happened to be, the timing was right. I think she may have gotten into a game.
See, that's exactly what we're looking for.
If you're, this is either going to go really, really well. If you got any JC calls, which should put you up front because you're probably really old and tired. What sort of history did you witness personally? Carolyn?
Yay.
I witnessed history. What'd you witness?
We were in Oahu, Hawaii last month, and we were driving up the coast, and we saw smoke coming out of the mountains, and my son-in-law said, I wonder if a plane had just crashed.
Oh.
And we got up there, and the lady turned us around, and she said, a plane just crashed.
Ooh.
And we saw it explode.
You saw when it hit the mountain?
We saw it. No, it hit the airstrip, and then we saw the explosion from where when it hit.
That's, oh man.
There was a couple from Colorado that were on there that were, they were celebrating their first anniversary.
Oh, is that the one where they were the skydivers?
Right.
Oh, that
plane.
Yeah, we saw that.
Oh, wow.
Pull anybody out or no, you weren't
there.
There were 11 people died on it.
Yeah, nobody on the plane made it. My God, but you saw it.
Dang.
That's got to be really weird.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's real. I mean, I don't want to say it's cool. I don't know what the right word is. It's like, it's historic for sure.
It is.
To witness a plane crash at all. Thank you for the call, Carolyn.
Dang.
Emily.
Yay.
I witnessed history. What'd you see?
It wasn't me. It was my mom because I was too young. But, during the Columbine shootings, she actually was driving to work and passed the school as the shooting was happening before it had even hit the news. And she saw, like, all the cops, like, yelling at all the passersby, you know, get out of the area, get out of the area. And she saw all the, like, students with their hands on their head running out of the building.
Could she hear shots still or no?
I'm sorry?
Could she still hear gunshots or she just saw the panic?
No, she heard something. She called my dad who was working from home at the time and she said, you need to turn on the news. He did. It hadn't even hit the news yet. He said, I don't see anything about a school shooting.
Oh my God.
Did she run in or just, no, just.
What? Are you going to ask everybody if they became a part of the news?
I know.
Oh my God.
That'd have been cool.
Yeah, did you run out and try to catch the home run ball?
No. Kirby? You're right.
Oh my God.
That is wicked.
Yeah. Really scary.
I can't.
I was in lockdown because I was in middle school at the time. So we didn't really know anything. We just knew we weren't allowed to leave the school. And then later that night, my mom was like, yeah, I was driving by when that happened.
They do so many like lockdown drills now that I think kids are almost desensitized to it. They don't know if it's a drill or an actual school shooting in their district.
They just,
it's like, oh, it's one of those.
Yep.
It's wow. Thank you for the call, Emily. That's powerful stuff.
Dang.
Ed.
That's me.
That's you. Eyewitness history. What'd you see?
September 11th, 2001, the flight that went down in Shanksville. I lived in Cleveland, Ohio at the time, and everything else was grounded. I mean, it was eerie. The skies were just absolutely clear and still. The plane came in. It was looking for permission to refuel at Cleveland Hopkins Airport. It was denied permission. It flew over Cleveland low and slow. It was the only thing in the air. And I remember watching it, and shortly afterwards, it went down.
Wait. I missed. What was this?
That was the one plane that the passengers rushed him?
Yeah. Correct.
No,
that was the asked to refuel?
No, that was the Pentagon plane, wasn't it?
No, the Pentagon plane hit its mark.
Right.
The other one was going to go to the White House. That's the one, that's 93 that they put down in the field.
That's right.
Yeah. There was one more plane.
That was it.
Wow.
And you watched it.
It circled downtown Cleveland because, like I said, it was trying to get permission to refuel at Cleveland Hopkins. They denied permission because everything else had been grounded by that time.
That's true.
They weren't going to refuel. Circle. They just wanted permission to fly low enough and pick a target.
Yep.
Possibly, but I don't know why they want to hit Cleveland. It's already a mess. But
that's so weird. Yeah. They didn't know how to land a plane, I don't think.
Oh, you're right.
They weren't going to be able to land
drive it.
Yeah,
into
they were
something.
Just going to drive. Yeah. Thank you for the call,
Ed. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was 93. That's the Let's Roll people that came in.
Dang.
And they think it was going to the White House, I think. Wasn't it? I think so. Annie?
Yay.
Yay.
Eyewitness history.
I was born overseas, and I was born in Germany when it was still divided. And when we moved back overseas after leaving here, when the wall came down, I was there. I have a piece of the wall from when it came down, and I lost my German citizenship.
They stuck your bassinet on the wall, and then they started pounding it.
Yeah. Good parenting there. Wow, really? You have a piece of the the original Berlin Wall?
With it's got to have all the swirls on
graffiti.
The paint.
You wanted to say hieroglyphics, didn't you?
You did.
I'm not
a piece
old.
Of the.
Okay.
Wow, that's incredible.
Tear that wall down,
Mr. Gorbachev. Tear down that wall. I don't know why I'm doing.
You're doing
is that
a
Ronald
JFK,
Reagan is
right?
JFK as Catherine Hepburn.
A little
on Golden Bike. No, man, you old poop. What the hell is what? Rita.
Yay.
Yay. Eyewitness history.
I was there for Princess Diana's funeral in 1997.
Wait, you went to attend?
Yeah, I actually was there for college. I was spending my senior year in London, and I just happened to get there right when all that went down. So.
Wow, yeah. Rita.
That's cool.
It was pretty intense. I can't say it was cool because that's inappropriate, but it was intense. Right. And they had Buckingham Palace was all closed. You couldn't tour it. And there were flowers in front of it, 3 feet deep. And everyone was really somber. It was just an interesting coincidence. But it was really, really kind of otherworldly to be there, to be honest.
That is.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Thank you for the call. Pretty much all of you. Thank all of you because you've just made me realize how lame my entire life has been.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.